Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest, and I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries around the world over the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on miracle foods, cures from the Bible, right after this. You know, 3,300 years ago, Moses instructed our fathers. He said, "You shall not have in your bag diverse weights, a great and a small, and you shall not have in your house diverse measures, a great and a small, but you shall have a perfect and a just weight, a perfect and a just measure shall you have." Well, our founding fathers at the Constitutional Convention back in 1787 followed that scriptural precept when they put into our Constitution at Article 1, Section 10, these 17 words. It says, "No state shall make anything but gold or silver coin a tender in payment of debts." But back in 1933, President Roosevelt took our gold away, and in 1964, President Johnson took silver coin out of circulation. And in place of just weights and balances, these two presidents introduced our current practice of the first, second, and fifth planks to the Communist Manifesto into our monetary system, and they gave us Federal Reserve notes in place of gold-backed treasury bills and clad coinage in place of silver coin. Well, in the intervening 70 years or so, we Americans have gone from being the world's number one creditor nation until today we're the world's number one debtor nation. Well, then, who do you think were the better financial planners for our nation, Moses and our founding fathers, or Franklin D. Roosevelt and Lyndon Baines Johnson? Now, if you'd like to learn more about hard money and how to use it properly, it's another of the many lessons in my business school conducted twice a year here at the law school. And if you'd like to learn more, why don't you call and order my free general law CD package first? That's the place to start. It's a 4-hour commentary on the law in general. Remember, it's educational, informative, entertaining, and best of all, it's free, and you can call and order yours right now. The number to call, 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, our business school is also available on compact disc for adult home study. If you're online, just go to the website georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Click onto the email and send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Again, that's georgegordon.org, or call direct 417-273-4967. We're reviewing the book, Miracle Food Cures from the Bible, and I pointed out to you last time that pharmaceutical companies spend billions of dollars a year going out into the rainforests and into the oceans of the world looking for new biochemical compounds that they can use in medicine so that they can cure diseases or at least treat them more effectively. After all, those are for-profit corporations. They're in business to make money. And they make a lot of money. Let's suppose for the sake of our discussion you wanted to make a long trip by automobile. You're driving maybe 14, 16 hours. And you're getting tired. You're getting fatigued. And you say, "Well, gee, I could fall asleep at the wheel and cross the center line and hit somebody head on and kill myself." So you want to do something. You want something that'll keep you awake. You don't want to stop and then sleep for 8 hours, but you need some chemical compound. You need some kind of a pick-me-up, a booster of some kind. What do you think that might be? What would you do? Well, most of us would stop at the local get-and-go or 7-Eleven or Circle K, and we'd buy a cup of coffee. Because we all know that that coffee has a chemical compound in there that will keep us awake, don't we? So we want to buy the coffee because it's got this chemical called caffeine in there. We know that this caffeine chemical Now, let's try this. Let's suppose that you're getting real tired and you want to pick me up and you want some caffeine. Would you go in and buy some strawberry shortcake? You see, you know, you're sitting there and you're saying, well, no, I wouldn't go buy strawberry shortcake. Or, would you go in and maybe you'd buy an order of Brussels sprouts? No, that's not going to keep me awake. You're exactly right. The chemical that you're looking for, the caffeine, is in Coca-Cola. You know, you could go in and buy a Coke or a Pepsi or Mountain Dew or something like that. Or you could buy coffee that's got caffeine in it. You're looking for something that's got caffeine in it. Now, you know that there's an effect that comes from that. And I told you in the last program, I said, let's suppose you come down with scurvy. Well, the cure to scurvy is vitamin C. It's the vitamin C deficiency that caused the scurvy. So if we replace the vitamin C deficiency with vitamin C, the scurvy symptoms will go away. Hey, you're catching on to medicine, because that's all medicine is all about. You've got a symptom, and we want to alleviate it. We want to take that symptom away. You've got pain. What do we do to get rid of the pain? Well, heroin's real good. Heroin's just real good for pain. Now, are there any other substances that might be good for pain? Let's suppose that you've got insomnia, and you can't sleep very well. Is there something that you could take? Well, yeah, you know, you just watch Bob Schieffer on the CBS Evening News, and there's going to be an ad on there for some sleep compound, some sleep remedy. And then they'll tell you, well, you know, you got to be careful of this stuff, that you don't operate automobiles and you don't operate heavy machinery or something like that, you know, while you're under the influence of this stuff over here. And so it's got some side effects to it. These chemical compounds all have side effects. Are there sleep agents that don't have any side effects? And the answer to that is yeah, there is. You got insomnia, there are chemicals that you need to take. Now, these chemicals come in two forms. You can get them from herbs, natural foods that just grow out there in the garden. Or you can go to the 7-Eleven store and buy over-the-counter remedies or prescriptions. Or you can go down to Joe the drug dealer on the corner. And he'll probably have some neat drugs down there at bargain basement prices. Something that'll keep you awake, you know, or something that'll put you to sleep, or something that'll make you hyper, or something that'll take you down. You got uppers and you got downers, you know. Well, in the Bible, thousands of years ago, it was revealed. Now, this isn't by experimentation. This isn't the scientific principle. It's just revelation. Here's your creator, comes along and says, okay, well, If you'll follow these 18 health laws over here, you won't get sick. And if you don't follow these 18 health laws and you do get sick, well, then here are the herbs, here's the remedies that you're going to need to get you unsick. That's all. And so there's two ways for you to learn. You can learn by experimentation, that's your own experience. Or you can learn by revelation, that's somebody else's experience. My dad explained it to me very succinctly. He said, son, there's just no... exceptions to the rule. Experience is the best teacher, but he said it's a god-awful hard way to learn. And he gave me a piece of advice. He said, now, son, why don't you learn from me? If you want to go out and experiment and do something, come over and ask me first. There probably isn't very much that you can think of that I haven't already done, haven't already tried, haven't already experienced, and I can tell you what the outcome is going to be. You don't have to reinvent the wheel every time you want to go out and do something. Now, of course, you know, kids don't do that. You don't go to dad and mom and say, hey, dad, I've got this neat experiment that I want to do, and what do you think the outcome is going to be? I mean, maybe you did, but I never did. At least not more than once or twice that I could ever remember. I was a scientist. I was, a young scientist, and I wanted to go out and experiment and try things out for myself. And that's the way the world is today. Most of the people in the world want to experiment. They're really not interested in what God has to say about sickness and disease. They got to go out and do it for themselves. And they said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Remember that? Well, you know, well, yeah, okay, well, we know that, but, you know, how do I know how much fun I'm going to miss down at Flo's? And so we want to go down to Flo's, and then we come out of there with a dose of clap. And then, my God, now I've got VD. And so now we go to the medical doctor, and he says, hey, no problem. I've got penicillin. I can cure that clap. So we go to the medical doctor, and sure enough, you know, for the few shots of penicillin or Erythromycin or something like that, he can clear up that gonorrhea or that syphilis or something like that. And so then we can go back. Okay. Now, if you want to prevent VD, if you stay away from flows, you can eliminate it altogether. If you go down to flows and you get a dose, well, then you can come back to the doctor. He can cure it for you. Or at least he can alleviate the symptoms. Now, a lot of times, things like herpes, see, they've got treatments for this herpes. They tell you very plainly, said, no, we can't cure this herpes. It's going to come back from time to time. But here's what we do. When you get these cold sores, you know, you can put this ointment on here and that'll make it go away. Did you know that there's actually a cure for herpes in the Bible? just crazy stuff like that. See, it's a virus, and there's a way for you to eliminate that herpes altogether. And you can go to the doctor, and you can spend a lot of money, or you can just go to the Bible, and you can get some cheap, easy cure. So let's take a look at some of these cheap, easy, inexpensive cures. That is, herbs and various foods that have the chemical compounds that the pharmaceutical companies spend billions of dollars to synthesize and duplicate, patent, copyright, so that they can sell it to you and make a lot of money. So, you know, last time I mentioned to you that if you've got gallbladder problem, or, you know, you got gallstones, or you got kidney stones, well, there's a very simple remedy for that. And here's what that remedy was. Remember, walnut meat ground to a coarse powder mixed with 2 1/4 teaspoons of dark honey to form a paste. Then it's given to each patient for 2 days. Now, these walnuts have to be first deep-fried, cooked in pure olive oil. So, again, it's the combination of the olive oil and the various amino acids that's in these foods, and then the combinations that you use along with the honey. And when you take that for a couple of days, you see it goes into your body. These chemicals dissolve those kidney and gallstones, and then you just pass them naturally. It's the end of it. Isn't that kind of crazy? Now, you can go spend thousands of dollars. My first wife spent $6,000 on the operation itself to get rid of her gallbladder and her gallstones. And I'm not belittling people. I mean, after all, if you've got gallstones, you got to do something about it. It's painful. It's gonna kill you. Now, there had to be a cause for the gallstones, number one, and there's got to be a cure, number two. And so the medical profession says, let's cut it out, and it works. I mean, she got rid of the gallstones. No problem there. Side effect was this: she can't digest fat now because she's got no gallbladder. Now that's a downer. So tuck that one away in your heart. I told you about the guy last time. You know, he went to the hospital, and they cut out his lung. He didn't have lung cancer. It was a misdiagnosis. And then even when it was revealed to him that it was a misdiagnosis, he said, well, I'll go ahead and have it cut out anyway. Well, it works. At least that lung will never develop lung cancer. But that takes you down to one lung, and so, you know, you don't have anything to spare now. So if it were me, I think I'd want to hang on to my lungs and I'd do everything I could to stay out of the hospital. And I'm cheap on top of that. I don't want to spend the money. Now, if you've got plenty of insurance, well, that's no big deal. You know, you can afford to go have a lung cut out if you're a guy that's got lots of insurance. But if you're a poor dude like me and you don't have any health insurance, it gets to be pricey. And so we want some kind of a remedy here that's kind of fast, cheap, and easy. And so this gallstone remover, this kidney stone remover, works in 2 days, 48 hours. I don't know of anybody that could have stomach pains and then run to the doctor, get the test done, come back, have it diagnosed as kidney stones or gallstones, go to the hospital, have it cut out, get out of the hospital, and do that in 48 hours. I don't think it's possible. And it sure as hell isn't going to be $10 or $15. It's going to be $10,000 or $15,000. Now, if you got the money, you know, get after it. Now, let's take a look at this food here. It's called Charoset, Charoset, that helps an underactive thyroid. Charoset fights cancer. Charoset helps you shed pounds. It kills candida. It's a powerful sedative. It can give you a good night's sleep. Let me show you what the story is here. I recently asked an herbalist friend of mine why his sudden fondness for walnuts, and he told me that he had been bothered for years with an underactive thyroid. It's called hypothyroidism. and it gives you fatigue and mental sluggishness. It's a tendency to be overweight, and lately, swollen ankles. So he cited a study in which fresh walnut juice had caused levels of thyroxine, the thyroid hormone, to increase by 100%. Now, that's if you want to double your thyroid output, then you want walnut juice. Now, here's why. Since eating a handful of walnuts daily, the swelling in his ankles subsided, and he said, judging from the way he felt, he expected a definite improvement on his next thyroid blood test. See how simple that is? Walnuts contain the chemical compound that you need to activate your underactive thyroid. Now, what doctor is going to tell you, oh, my God, we got the test back and you've got an underactive thyroid? Okay, so just go down to the supermarket and buy walnuts and eat 5 or 6 walnuts every day and I'll take care of it. Hell, there's no money in that. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear something, oh, we got this super remedy for underactive thyroid over here put out by Bristol-Myers Squibb. And, you know, this is kind of a pricey product over here, but for $80 a pill, you know, we can fix this for you. And so he prescribes these drugs that folk medicine over in China, or folk medicine with the Aztecs or the Incas, or folk medicine with the Okeechobee Indians or somebody, has known about for thousands of years and have been treating this kind of a problem, you know, for a long time, and doesn't cost very much. And again, I'm not here opposed to drugs and drugstores and druggists and medical doctors. I mean, hell, it's a choice that everybody has to make. And some of us are poorer than others. When I was a kid, you know, you used to judge people's wealth by what they had in their pantry. I remember one time I went over to Ronnie Mitchell's house, and everybody had a pantry. Pantry, that's where you store all your food, you know. You still have about a year's supply of food, you know, from one year to the next. And there was this room in your house called the pantry. And in this pantry, you know, you had all these hundreds of jars of food and dried food and nuts and, you know, just all kinds of good stuff in there. Well, the Ronnie Mitchell's parents were rich. They're very wealthy people. And they had honey in their storeroom. And this little kid, you know, we'd go into the storeroom and we'd lift the lid off the honey bucket. It had a 5-gallon bucket of honey in there, say. And you stick your finger in there and then lick your finger. God, that Mitchell kid was just something else again, you know. Because we didn't have honey in our storeroom. We didn't have honey. And so, you know, you could go over to different kids' houses and you'd have different little treats, you know. You could have dried fruits, you know. And some kids would have jerky. Oh, my God. Can you imagine a fellow that was rich enough to have dried, cured meat during World War II? Well, there were families that had dried meat and some had honey. And, you know, poor kids like me, you know, what we had in our pantry was pinto beans and cornmeal. And that wasn't very tasty. Now, of course, it was very healthful and nutritious, not very tasty. Now, each one of these foods have these various chemical compounds in them, like the honey we just discussed. And here with this charoset. Now, remember the charoset, what the ingredients are? It's chopped apples. Why don't you write this recipe down? I mean, you're going to be amazed. Chopped apples. What the hell do apples cost? Now, make sure that these aren't cooked. You know, don't get them out of a can. These have got to be raw. So go down to the supermarket and buy yourself some apples. And then get some walnuts, fresh whole walnuts. You chop those up, along with raisins, dates, cinnamon, wine, and raw honey. Don't get that sous-vide special, you know, the stuff that's 49% corn syrup that you can look through and see on the other side of the bottle. I mean, you want the black stuff, and you probably don't have access to it. They'll sell that down at the supermarket. You're probably going to have to go to a honey dealer, a honey salesman, a beekeeper, and tell him you want his bee feed, the dregs. That's the best. And you mix those up. And if you want, you know, you get this book. Remember, this is the book called Miracle Food Food Cures from the Bible by Reese Dubin, R-E-E-S-E, R-E-E-S-E, Dubin, D-U-B-I-N. It's about a 1 in 20 book. There's a lot of other books out there that are similar to it, but this guy's good. Published by Prentice Hall. That's all you need. You know, just walk in, copyright 1999, that might help you a little bit, by Prentice Hall. And the guy's name is Reese P. Dubin, R-E-E-S-E-D-U-B-I-N, Reese Dubin. Just walk into Amazon.com or, you know, a bookstore, whatever it is. Today I want to order this book. I bet it don't cost you $20. If it costs you $100, it's dirt cheap. Especially for you guys that have an underactive thyroid. I just told you the answer to that underactive thyroid. Hell, you can't go to the doctor and get a doctor's appointment for the price of the book. And then, of course, he wants a lot of expensive tests. Now, remember, if you've got swollen ankles, that's an indication of hypothyroidism. If you're tired, you got mental sluggishness, if you're a little overweight, okay, that's a tendency to be hypothyroid. And so you just go to page 42, take a look here at the ingredients in these natural foods, and you take those natural foods, just like drinking a cup of coffee when you're tired. So if you're tired and you want a little caffeine, you know where to go get it. And if you've got a low acting or a poorly acting thyroid, and you want to, you know, yeah, if you want to go to the doctor and spend $1,000 on tests, and the doctor can come back, hey, oh my God, you've got an underactive thyroid, and we've got this neat drug over here. Thanks, doc. And in fact, if you've got these symptoms, before you even go get the test, why don't you just go try the walnuts? What the hell do walnuts cost? What have you got to lose? And then you buy those in the supermarket. Now, let's take a look at Charoset that fights cancer. Studies have shown that black walnut shells contain a crystalline compound called ellagic acid, E-L-L-A-G-I-C. I would say that's ellagic acid, which is effective in treating high blood pressure, skin cancer, muscular paralysis due to electrical shock. And then grapes, strawberries, black currants, raspberries, and cashews also contain this valuable substance. All right, let's pause right there and think about this for a minute, kids. Remember the caffeine? You can get it from Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, coffee. All right. Now, even with your limited abilities, you know, and your handicaps like public school, and limited abilities like I didn't go to college and I don't have an MD degree, you know coffee keeps you awake. And you know where to get caffeine. All right, let's try this over again. If you were to eat this Karocet, remember I gave you the recipe for it. By the way, lest I slight the Jews now, this is actually a Jewish recipe. I wanted to wait a little bit for all you guys that might be skinhead Nazis over here. Hell, even if you're a skinhead Nazi and you're strictly a racist anti-Semite, shucks, maybe them Jews have a little something that could be of benefit to you. You know, just run it through your computer and see what you think about it. Because these foods, you know, they're available to everybody. Hell, you could be an Aborigine, you know, down there in Australia, for crying out loud. And these foods would heal you or cure you of your various hypothyroidism or maybe you've got gout or something else, because each one of these foods contains one of these chemical compounds. Now, it just so happens that this also has chemical compounds in here that kill cancer, just like Essiac does, just like bloodroot. Remember I showed you in the cancer series? Bloodroot is the active ingredient. Now, this bloodroot now is a little tricky. I'm not advertising, I'm not advocating that you run out here and go get yourself a ton of bloodroot and come over here and start making up smoothies with it, because it's a deadly poison. Bloodroot is poison. And the FDA says that's why they took it off the market. They don't want you truck drivers and Sally soccer moms out there using this bloodroot and killing yourselves with it. So it's poison, they take it off the market. But then there's a lot of things out here that are poison in excess quantities. So you want to take this stuff in pretty small quantities. So you probably would need a naturopath or somebody that can prescribe it for you and tell you about how much you want to take. You want to take just a little bit, and when you start getting sick, then you know that tells you you're probably getting enough or maybe a little too much. But anyway, you know, you don't have to be real smart to figure this out. And all of these foods have these chemicals in them. You know, even modern science, even the MDs, you know, in their laboratories, you know, they test this stuff and they say, oh my God, look at this. Why, this contains this chemical and this contains that chemical. In the last program, I told you a story here about 20,000 chemicals from the Smithsonian, May 2004, page 50, Medicine from the Sea. 20,000 biological chemicals coming out of all of these urchins and sea urchins and sponges and all this stuff. And they take it in the laboratory and they synthesize that stuff down so that they can do the same thing for a lot of money that you can do dirt cheap, you know, if you're on a budget like I am. Laboratory animals were fed ellagic acid. They experienced 45% fewer tumors. And a delay in onset of the tumors by up to 10 weeks when exposed to a chemical that induces skin cancer, compared to another group without ellagic acid. So walnut shells, if used for their ellagic acid content, should be placed in boiling water. Now look, this is the shells. So you take the shells, walnut shells, put them in boiling water. We're going to make a tea out of this. We're after an acid. We're after this ellagic acid in the same way that we're after nicotine. Or you know, codeine, or whatever chemical we're looking for. Well, walnut hulls have this chemical in here that fights cancer. And so it should be placed in boiling water and brewed this way for a half hour or so. The solution may then be strained, sweetened to taste, and then taken as a tea. Why would you want to strain it? Well, walnut shells, you know, are really hard to chew. So after you get through boiling the walnut shells, you probably want to run this liquid, you know, through a strainer, get the walnut shells out so you're just drinking the liquid. Just a little suggestion. Now, a single daily helping of fruits or vegetables that contain ellagic acid could cut the risk of stroke by almost half, according to Dr. Elizabeth Barrett Connor and Dr. Ki T. Ka in a report in the January 29, 1987 issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, I know all of you people subscribe to the New England Journal of Medicine. And back in 87, you probably all read that article. But just for the two or three of you over there that might have overlooked that article, and keep in mind that the New England Journal of Medicine is put out for doctors. And when a doctor reads something like this, you know, that's dirt cheap. How much money is it in him? How much money is the doctor going to make by telling you to go down to Kroger's, buy some walnuts, crack them open, take the walnut hulls, boil them, strain it, and drink the tea and cure your cancer? I mean, we can't have that. It's not American. It's not profitable. So some crazy guy by the name of Rhys Dubin comes along and says, geez, did you know that this existed? And it's called Charoset, C-H-A-R-O-S-E-T. It's an old Jewish recipe. It goes back probably thousands of years. I got to tell a little story about these Jews. You know, the Jews are kind of crazy people. Crazy people. And back in the Middle Ages, they had this thing called bubonic plague going around. You know, it's kind of like impetigo. You know, it's highly contagious. You know, measles, you know. Highly contagious disease. Well, over in Europe, the Europeans, you know, the French and the Dutch and the Belgians and Germans, you know, they're coming down with this and killing them by the thousands. And the Jews, they don't even get sick. They don't even get sick. They got this bubonic plague just raging. Now, I imagine there must have been 1 in 100, maybe. I don't know what the percentage was. I didn't keep track of it as far as I know, But the average Joe Sixpack, I mean the average Joe Sixpack Christian, the Christians are just dying like flies, 100 million of them, in about 2 or 3 years. Anyway, the Jews aren't dying. So the Christians, they said, well, those Jews must be poisoning our water. Hey, that makes all the sense in the world, you know. If you're around all these people and people are just dying like flies, and then this little group of people over here, like Mormons, you can just bet the next time you have a big plague, you know, in Utah, and all of you non-Mormons are dying like flies and the Mormons aren't dying, well, you know, you'd come to the conclusion, hell, those Mormons must be killing us. You know, it's pretty logical. But when you take into consideration that Mormons have a different diet than the average Joe Sixpack Christian, see, they don't drink, they don't smoke, and they don't drink coffee. And because of that, they have a longer lifespan. I know it's crazy, but it's just the way they are. And the Adventists, they've taken a look at these Seventh-day Adventists, and you know, they don't drink, they don't smoke. They don't chase wild women either. And you take a look at these various groups of people, and they live longer than the rest of us normal guys out here. So these abnormal people live longer than us normal people. It's kind of like doctors. Dead doctors don't lie. Doctors die at age 58 on average. The rest of us die at age 75. And the Mormons die at 80 or 85 along with the Advents. And we're sitting here trying to figure out what in the hell is going on. Well, the Mormons and Advents are obviously poisoning the doctors first and then poisoning us later. And that's why we don't live as long. Right? Well, that's what they were thinking back in the Middle Ages. Well, now, after experimentation, after 500, 600, 800 years of experimentation, we can now come to the same conclusion. We can figure out that the Jews who do not eat unclean foods have stronger, more viable, healthier immune systems. So they were exposed to the bubonic plague the same as everybody else, but because they have stronger immune systems, it doesn't affect them the same way. So it didn't kill them. They didn't get sick. Boy, did people get mad and persecute them for it. I imagine they'd probably do that to the Mormons, you know, if the people started dying around them, you know. And there's a cause and effect relationship. That's my point. Cause and effect relationship. So I'm just suggesting to you that you take a look at the book and then take a look at the cause and effect relationships. And I'm not saying that Charoset cures cancer. I don't know that. But the medical doctors that experimented with it said, Jesus, we tested this in rats and the tumors come on 10 weeks later. And when they've got skin cancer over here, the skin cancers go away on these rats, and so they tested it on people, and my God, it works the same on people as it does rats, and it doesn't have any side effects. I mean, you know, what are you eating? Chopped apples? A little honey? Pour a little wine on it? Give it a little flavor? I know you Baptists and Mormons couldn't eat this Charoset because it's got wine in it, but, you know, maybe there's something else that you guys could use. Now, let me give you a reminder here, and then we'll get on with some more of these miracle cures from the Bible in a minute, or two or three. Let me remind you that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the law school and the Law Hour, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that's open to individuals by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. For more information, go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated every week. It has our radio log, schedule, and archives, and can be accessed through the website at georgegordon.org. I'm going to pause here for a moment and give you an editorial comment. I get a lot of calls here, and people, what radio station are you on? See, like as not, you're out in Orem, Utah, and you're driving down the street, and you hear this broadcast on a radio station. But maybe you're from Seattle, Washington. And you get home to Seattle, and then you call me on the phone. I heard your program, and I was in Orem, Utah, and I'd like to know, what station are you on in Seattle? I don't know. I haven't got a clue. And here's the way the Law Hour works. See, we put this out on compact disc, and then I send it to my producer down in Austin, Texas, who puts that up on the web. So it's on the Internet, and it's free. And it's free to you, and you can download this on MP3 or a couple other formats, and it's in 32-bit quality, so it's like stereo music. I mean, it's real good quality stuff. And so radio stations pick this up and they replay it. But they don't send me a little card that says, hey, we play your program. They don't tell me anything about it. And it's good for me because it gives me exposure because, see, they're playing my program and it may be in Seattle, Washington or Washington, D.C. or Bismarck, North Dakota. And the thing that's good for them is that it's free of charge. It didn't cost them anything for the program content. It's free. Whereas if they're playing Beatle music, they got to pay ASCAP. Every time they play a Beatles song, they got to pay dollars to ASCAP because that's copyrighted. And so this program is free, and so it's popular that way. And so a lot of times people are listening on the radio, driving in a car, and they hear the program. Now, here's the trick. And what you do is you go to georgegordon.org, just georgegordon.org, and then you click on to the archives. And then you can just listen to this program. You can download it just like radio stations do all over the world. And you can send it out to your friends and neighbors, you know, if there's a particular topic. And listen to this. You can take a look by title and date. I mean, if you just had the date, and then you could go to the archives on that date, and that would be that series of programs or that particular program or, for instance, this program that we're talking about here, called Miracle Food Cures. So when it goes on, it'll be under M for Miracle. M for Miracle, just look up M. Miracle Food Cures, and then it'll tell you, you know, how to click here, and then you can click here and you can download them. That's the way that works. So, you know, if you're tempted to call me and say, gee, what radio station are you on? I'm on a lot of radio stations. Some of them I know about, and some of them I don't. Some of them I don't. In fact, probably most of them I don't. So we're played all over the world, and people in Seoul, South Korea can hear us. I don't know if they're really interested because this is an English language broadcast, but you know, there's people that speak English in Seoul, South Korea, and while we're probably not on the air, we're over the internet. So, you know, if you're an American in Seoul, South Korea, or Tokyo, Japan, or you're down in Buenos Aires, Argentina, you can tune in on the internet and listen anytime you want. Now, the Law Hour is carried worldwide over the internet, and then all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the internet by title and date, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. The Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events, and we do that 7 days a week. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, just call the Law School direct at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. And here's another little editorial comment. We spend a lot of time, effort, and energy checking out the information that we put up. Now, I'm sure that we're not 100% true, accurate, and correct. There must be an error in there someplace. But we don't know about it if there is. And we check our information with two or three sources, and we try very, very diligently here to make sure that what we're telling you is correct. Now, if for some reason it isn't, or you don't think it is, whip an email on me and say, hey, Gordon, you know, you said thus and such, and I know that that's a patent bald-faced lie. Tain't so. Didn't happen that way. And then if you would be so good, when you make that observation, to cite your authority so that we can go back and check that authority that we obviously missed, and then we can check that authority and then compare that authority with our authorities, and then we can come to a conclusion and say, you know, by God, that guy's right. And we're just plain flat wrong, and we need to correct that. And then we'll do that. We'll correct that right here on the air and say, hey, and if you don't care, I'll use your name. I'll just say, oh, Bob over here, he pointed this out. He caught me. I'm wrong. And so let me correct that. Now, the endorsements or recommendations that we give don't mean that those authors or publications that we endorse or recommend are going to reciprocate. The Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications, however, that we use on this program. Like this author right here, and we endorse this guy. I mean, I think this book is really great. Now, he may be a communist advocating the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto. Well, no, we don't advocate communism, and we don't advocate the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto. So we endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. These guys may or may not endorse us. And then keep in mind that most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans. I mean, these guys, they got an axe to grind. And we may or may not agree with their axes that they're grinding. And oftentimes we don't. So sometimes, you know, like I'll take the International Forecaster, and I'm reading it. Now, I endorse most of what Robert Chapman says, but sometimes I take him to task and I say, you know, that's patently not true. I don't believe that, and I think that's wrong, and here's why. Or I don't agree with that guy with this. But, you know, by and large, I think old Bob's, you know, pretty much on point. And so I recommend the International Forecaster, the Money Changer, the Privateer. But just because I endorse them, just because I recommend them, I don't want you to think that I'm Bob's lackey and that I lick his boots and I believe everything the guy says. You know, sometimes I disagree. Now, the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. And they don't necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, sponsors, management, or staff of this network or local radio station. So don't get mad at the staff. Don't get mad at the radio station. You know, they're probably just like I am. You know, they agree with some of what I say, but some of what I say they don't. You know, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt. And don't get mad at them. Get mad at me. Send your emails. Send your invective to me, address to me, and say, you know, Gordon, you're stupid. Or whatever, you know, you got in your mind. For more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website. It's georgegordon.org. So when you send your invective, you know, send your nasty or rude comments, send them directly to georgegordon.org. Or you can call the law school direct. Shucks, if you can't wait for an email, just get right on the telephone, call us direct, and say, you know, I think you're really stupid. And we'll listen. You know, we probably won't agree with you, but we'll probably listen to you. If it makes you feel better, get it off your chest. Call us right here at the law school. The number is 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now let's get back over here to miracle cures. You ever heard of Candida? Candida, C-A-N-D-I-D-A. Well, in one study, the fresh husks of black walnuts. Now, we're not talking about the English walnuts that you get in California. I'm talking about those nasty, awful-tasting, rotten, no-good black walnuts that you get out here in the Midwest. These black walnuts destroyed Candida albicans, which causes yeast infections better than a commonly prescribed antifungal drug. You got that? Now, you can go to the doctor, you got Candida, see? And you go to the doctor, and he's got drugs to cure this. We don't deny that. I'm not here to tell you that don't go to the medical doctor. They've got it. They can take care of that. But it's cheaper and faster, and it's better to extract the antifungal ingredient called juglone, J-U-G-L-O-N-E, from the husks. Take the shells of a dozen green walnuts and break them into pieces. Add the pieces to a quart of boiling cabbage juice. Cover and simmer on low heat for 15 minutes. Remove from the heat and allow to stand for another 20 minutes. Use this solution to douche the vagina two or three times a day until the symptoms disappear. Now, of course, if that's too messy and you don't want to do that, ladies, well, that's fine. You know, look, I don't want to get in the way of your happiness and success. You know, you got medical doctors out there, and they've got drugs and chemicals. The thing that always bothered me about these drugs and chemicals, I got a student here who's a druggist. And then he said he went to drug school. And they told him that all these drugs are poison. They're all poison. And they all have side effects. And they're all poison, they all have side effects. And so you may be treating your Candida, ladies, but then you may be giving yourself something else. You may give yourself some other problem that you don't want, or side effects that go along with it. So now, if you're kind of a natural lady, kind of a natural person, and you say, well, you know, I'd kind of like to do this, you might want to try this, because what you're looking for, the pharmaceutical companies aren't stupid. See, they've already looked at walnuts. They already know what's in there. And they've already tested and experimented with this stuff. And in fact, in this book here, you're going to find out that the medical doctors are the ones that do most of the experimentation and prove these things out. My point is that, hell, this has been around for thousands of years. Hell, it was in the Bible. The Jews have been using it for thousands of years, or the Indians up in Quebec have been using it, like Essiac. You know, they've been using that for thousands of years. You know, long before Dr. Marcus Welby, MD of Mercy Medical Center, came on TV, I mean, hell, there's people, you know, that had candida. You know, people, they had gallstones back in ancient Egypt, and they had to solve that problem, you know, without surgery, because, you know, if they didn't have it, they didn't have it. Now, I'm not opposed to surgery. I mean, if you got gallstones and you want to surgically remove them, you know, they got a process that does that, and they do it every day. I mean, it's pretty routine. But, you know, if you want to keep your gallbladder, and you want to get rid of the stones, you know, there's a process for doing that. That's my point in this series of programs. I just wanted to point out that there's alternatives. Alternatives that work, alternatives that cure it, alternatives that they're cheap. They've been around for thousands of years. People have been doing this for a long time. It isn't that somebody just dreamed this up the other day to compete with Pfizer and Merck. Oh, no. Hell, before Pfizer and Merck were even thought of, these remedies were available. What it is that Pfizer and Merck are out commercially selling them on the CBS Evening News. And there isn't anybody over here selling walnuts on the CBS Evening News. There's no money in it. Hell, anybody can buy walnuts. But you can't buy gallbladder surgery. You know, you can't get that down at Safeway. But, you know, hell, you can get these black walnuts, you know, anywhere. I mean, you can buy that stuff. And it didn't cost very much. And that's why the allopathic medical doctors aren't selling these cures. You know, they're not advertising. Merck doesn't make any money selling walnuts, for crying out loud. So what they do is they go out and they take the walnuts and then they synthesize this stuff down and they get this chemical and they take this chemical and then they put that into pills and they go patent that, see, so that nobody else can do that. If you want to beat their patent, just go down there and do it yourself. And it's like this B-17. You remember they have these peach pits? They had a name for this stuff. I forgot the name of it now. But anyway, it's vitamin B17. Well, you get it out of peach and apricot pits. You can get it out of various seeds, you know, like blackberry seeds, you know. And God, the pharmaceutical people, they've been just down on that, and they've outlawed it. I mean, if you get caught with this stuff, I mean, they'll lock you up like you got heroin or cocaine or crack or something. It's definitely against the law. So, my God, don't ever get caught with this vitamin B17. But what you do is you just go down to the local supermarket and buy yourself some apricots. Take them home, eat the apricots. You know, and then take the pits out of them, take a hammer and bang that pit, and inside of it there's a soft kernel. Eat that soft kernel, and that's the B17 that cures cancer. Got that? That's not against the law. You can do that all day long. God help you if you buy it from Joe down on the corner. I mean, if Joe went down and he bought these apricots and he ate the apricots and then he busted the pits open and then he extracted those kernels and he sold you those kernels down on the street corner, God help you, you'll both go to prison. We'll never see you again. Dealing in this illegal drug. God help you. But, you know, here again, you know, you can do this yourself and it's not against the law. So always practice the law. Sometimes these cures, these miracle cures, you can't do them here in the United States. So what you do, you book passage and you go over to Switzerland. And just walk into the supermarket and buy some bloodroot. And then go to your Holiday Inn hotel and do your therapy over there, you know. And you get through with your therapy, jump back on United, and come back home. Sometimes you got to go to Tijuana, or you got to go down to Mexico, or some other place. Sometimes you got to go to Canada, you know, to buy the stuff that you need. Because here in the United States, we got this drug monopoly, and we're not about to relinquish that. All right, now remember this: Charoset fights cancer. Charoset fights underactive thyroid. This Charoset. It cures candida infections. And then, how about this? You're fat, and you want to lose weight. Walnuts are our richest dietary source of serotonin. Serotonin, which makes you feel full. Okay, what's this? You sit down and you eat. And then pretty soon you get full. Have you ever been full? You sit down, you eat, and you get full. And you don't want to eat anymore. Okay. What is it that makes you feel full? Serotonin. Did you know that? God, wait until you go home tonight, sitting around the dinner table tonight, saying, my God, do you know why you get full? Because you're full of serotonin. All right. Now, with that little piece of information, which makes you feel full, a study of more than 25,000 Seventh-day Adventists showed that those who ate the most nuts were the least obese. And it's important to remember, however, that Seventh-day Adventists are vegetarians, so you might experiment to see if eating a handful of walnuts helps you control your food cravings. That's because these walnuts have the serotonin. And so, now you test these Adventists, and they're vegetarians to start with. And let's suppose you're a meat eater. I mean, you know, you eat brontosaurus steaks, and you just love them. Okay, well, the thing that makes you fat is that the foods that you eat don't have enough serotonin in them. And so you overeat. And so you get a lot of calories, but you don't get enough serotonin, so you keep eating and eating and eating. That's why snack foods make you fat. See, these snack foods, they don't have any serotonin in them. They don't have any nutritional value. They've got a lot of calories. All these snack foods are full of calories. And they advertise them as, you know, only 75 calories, only 25 calories, only, you know, so many calories. Calories aren't your problem. Forget calories. You don't need to ever count calories. Because you cannot overdose on bananas. Let me give you an illustration. Sit down and eat 6 bananas. Try it. Just sit down and just make a meal out of bananas. Eat 6 bananas. I think after the 3rd banana, you're going to puke your guts out right on your platter. And that's because these bananas are so full of potassium and minerals. Now, here's another thing. See, the serotonin and the minerals, and they get into your stomach, and they fill you up. They say, stop, stop. Don't take another bite. Now, you know, women, when they're pregnant, they get these cravings to eat certain things. You know, I remember my wife, she'd want to eat a peanut butter sandwich with dill pickles and onions on it. My God, that's a combination that would gag a maggot. Peanut butter sandwich on whole wheat bread with dill pickles and onions. Now, here's what's happening. You ladies, when you get pregnant, you've got this parasite called a fetus sucking all of the vitamins and minerals out of your body. That's what's happening. And these strange cravings that you have for peanut butter and onions, and, you know, it's a little strange eating the peanut butter and the onions and dill pickle in the same sandwich. But, you know, the onions have certain vitamins and minerals in it that your body is craving. And so from your brain, see, you don't remember this, but your brain says, oh, my God, onion, wouldn't that really taste great? And then dill pickle, oh, my God, well, probably your body is alkaline and needs some vinegar. You know, there's other places where you could get this, but you know, the reason that you crave this crazy stuff, and people laugh at you and make fun of you, is because this fetus, this parasite, which is sucking all of these vitamins and minerals out of your body, is leaving your body deficient, so your body says, my God, I've got to have more vinegar, I've got to have more of this chemical, I've got to have more of this, and it's in these various foods. That's why you like those kinds of foods. So it's nothing to be ashamed of, it's not anything strange. I remember, you know, you go into the supermarket, you know, and you look at strawberry. Oh, my God, I got to buy. So you buy a whole flat of strawberries. Not because you could eat a whole case of strawberries, but because it's vitamin C or it's minerals that are in those strawberries. And you can just imagine how good those strawberries are going to taste until you get them home. Now, the other day, I bought about four quarts or four cartons of these strawberries. I brought them home and I peeled them all and I put them in jars and I ate half of them and the other half spoiled. I couldn't eat them. Nobody else could eat them either. And that's because when you eat the strawberries, whatever the chemicals are in these strawberries, it fills you up. And boy, from that point on, you're not going to want to eat anymore. And that's what happens with bananas. And bananas is a good one to try it because they're so powerfully enriched with this potassium. And so, you know, you're hungry for a banana. And so, God, you peel a banana and you get some cream and sugar and you eat this banana. And God, that was really good. Try a second one. Oh, God, no, I don't know. Well, and if you can eat a second one over there, try a third one. You're not going to eat that third banana. And that's because it shuts off your cravings. So if you're constantly hungry because your food doesn't have enough serotonin or it doesn't have enough mineral in it, it says, I'm still hungry. So you keep eating these snacks, you know, like Cheetos, or you eat pretzels and all this kind of crap, you know. I mean, you can eat that stuff until hell freezes over, until you weigh 645 pounds, and you'll always be hungry. Because hunger is caused by a shortage of serotonin and or minerals. One or the other, or a combination of the two. So if you're fat, it's because you're starving to death. That's what your problem is. You're hungry. Okay. Now, to satisfy your hunger, you cannot satisfy your hunger with pure CNH cane sugar. You can eat Hershey bars until the cows come home, and it'll never satisfy you. I mean, I ate a whole chocolate bar here a little while ago. God, I'm still hungry. Now, the Hershey bar tastes good. I prefer Hershey's chocolate to Brussels sprouts. Honest to God. But let me tell you, you sit down, and to get these Brussels sprouts down, I got a little secret. You put balsamic vinegar on them. Balsamic vinegar kills the taste of the Brussels sprout. I mean, that stuff is so gross, it can gag a maggot. I don't deny that. But you're not going to overdose on Brussels sprouts. I mean, you can only eat so many Brussels sprouts with so much balsamic vinegar on it. And by God, when you get enough, you got enough. It could be as few as two or three. But honest to God, I think you could probably eat six Hershey's chocolate bars. I know I can. I could just sit there and eat six Hershey's chocolate bars, and when I get all through, I'll still be hungry. And that's because there's no serotonin and there are no minerals in the Hershey's chocolate. Lots of calories, though. I don't know how many calories, probably 30 million calories per bar. And you can eat all those calories and get as fat as a pig, and you'll still be hungry. I don't care how fat you are or how much you can eat, partner. You can never satisfy your hunger with calories. Tain't going to happen. All right, so the Charoset, then, will help you shed pounds because walnuts are our richest dietary source of serotonin, which makes you feel full. That's the answer right there. So, tuck that one away in your heart and remember this book, again, Miracle Food Cures from the Bible by Reese Dubin, R-E-E-S-E-D-U-B-I-N, published by Prentisol. I don't know the price of the book, but I don't think it's $20. If it was $100, what I just told you, for all you fat people, you know, if you're fat like me, all of us fat guys need to eat more walnuts and less Hershey's chocolate bars. Eat the walnuts first, and you won't have enough room to eat the chocolate bar. All right, out of time again. Let me remind you that you have been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard worldwide over the Internet 7 days a week. For more information about The Law School and The Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals but by prearrangement. Remember, the law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. So for more information, just go to our homeschooling page on the website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. All right, I'm out of time. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.